Book 17. The Return of Telemachus to Ithaca. Soon as the early rosy-fingered dawn appeared, Telemachus, the son of princely Odysseus, bound to his feet his goodly sandals, took the ponderous spear which fitted well his hand, and setting off to town, addressed his swineherd thus: "Father, I go to the city to let my mother see me, for I know she will not cease from gloomy grief and crying until she sees my very self. This charge I lay on you: bring the poor stranger to the city, to beg his living there, and whosoever will shall give a cup and crust. I cannot put up all, my heart is full of trouble, and if the stranger chafes at this, so much the worse for him. I like to speak the truth." But wise Odysseus answered him and said, "Friend, I do not care to tarry here. Better a beggar should beg his living in the town than in the fields, and he who will may give. For I am now too old to stay about a farm and answer all the orders of an overseer. Go then your way. This man shall be my guide, even as you bid, when I have warmed me at the fire and when the sunshine comes. The clothes I wear are miserably bad, and the early frost may harm me. The town is far, they say." He spoke, and through the farmstead passed Telemachus, moving with rapid stride and sowing seeds of evil for the suitors. And when he reached his stately dwelling, he took his spear and set it up by a tall pillar, while he himself went farther in and over the stone threshold. His nurse was first to see him, Eurycleia, now busy spreading fleeces on the carven chairs. With a burst of tears she came straight forward, and other maids of hardy Odysseus gathered round and fondly kissed his face and neck. Then from her chamber came heedful Penelope, like Artemis or golden Aphrodite. Round her dear son, weeping, she threw her arms and kissed his face and both his beauteous eyes, and sobbing, said to him in winged words, "So you are come, Telemachus, dearer than light to me. I said I should not see you any more after you went away by ship to Pylos so secretly, without consent of mine, to hear about your father. Come then, and tell me all you chance to see." But wise Telemachus made answer, "My mother, do not stir my tears, nor move my heart within, for I am only now escaped from utter ruin. But bathe, and putting on fresh garments, go to your upper chamber with your maids, and vow to pay full hecatombs to all the gods, if Zeus some day will grant us deeds of vengeance. But I will go to the marketplace to find a stranger who joined me on my journey here from Pylos. I sent him forward with my gallant crew, and bade Piraeus take him home and entertain him well and give him honor till the time that I should come." Such were his words. Unwinged they rested with her. Bathing and putting on fresh garments, she vowed to all the gods to pay full hecatombs if Zeus some day would grant her deeds of vengeance.